Nolte, Biden's approval rating plummets in Massachusetts. By John Nolte on May 2, 2022. His fraudulency. Joe Biden's approval rating in deep blue Massachusetts has sunk to 46%. To give you an idea of just how awful that is, slow Joe won 65% of the Massachusetts vote in 2020. Get this, he beat Trump by a whopping 34 points in Massachusetts. And now his approval rating in the most left-leaning state in the union is just 46%. What's more, his disapproval rating is 46%. Just 46% of registered Massachusetts voters say they approve of the job Biden is doing as president, with about the same proportion giving him a thumbs down, according to a new Suffolk University/Boston Globe poll. Of the 765 registered voters surveyed, just two more, 354 to 352, said they disapproved. Among unenrolled voters, which appears to mean independents, Biden is upside down with just 39% approval and 52% disapproval. Independents are the largest group of voters in Massachusetts. More than half of the state's residents, 52%, say a recession is on the way. Well, you can't say nobody warned you. Idiots. The Boston Globe article doesn't hide what this all means. If you're technically underwater in Massachusetts, that sends a powerful message to the country, said David Palaiologos, director of the Suffolk University Political Research Center. Massachusetts Democrats, he noted, are still reliably behind Biden, with 75% approving of his work. But the lopsided margins among unenrolled voters may speak louder. When independents in Massachusetts are that negative on an incumbent Democratic president who won this state going away, one wonders what an independent swing state voter in Ohio, Nevada, or New Hampshire is thinking, Palaiologos said. It poses a real challenge for the midterm elections for Democrats. That is exactly right. If Biden is performing this poorly in a state where he performed better than any other state except one, imagine what the numbers look like in reliably blue states that are only plus 10 instead of plus 35. In fact, we don't have to imagine. In 2021, Republicans won the state house and governorship in what was the plus 10 Democrat state of Virginia. I'm sorry, but not even in Massachusetts are Americans going to put up with paying $3 for a dozen eggs, $4.50 for a gallon of gas, an open border, and public elementary schools filled with gay and child porn. Something else that might be hitting the public is concern over the escalating war in Ukraine. At first, it was all rah-rah, wave the yellow and blue flag, blah, mindless patriotism, blah, Putin sucks, blah, aren't I virtuous, blah. Well, now that entire exercise, along with the billions and billions warmonger Biden is pouring into it, is starting to stink like a proxy war with a nuclear power. There's no polling yet to prove it, but now that the disease of Ukrainian virtue signaling has run its course, it wouldn't surprise me if unease over our increasing involvement is growing. Then there's the fact Joe Biden hardly knows where he is anymore. When you start shaking hands with the air, even Massachusetts Democrats are going to start looking for a replacement. And things are not going to get better, because Biden refuses to change course.